checking in with our resident money saving mom at B105.7. She's helping you stretch your dollar. It's Anne Marie from chaosisbliss.com.
So you introduced me with ways to stretch your dollar. Well, here's one way to not stretch your dollar is to skimp on tipping. One thing I think many people don't consider is that when you use a coupon or a gift certificate, you really should tip on the total before any discounts are taken off.
It shouldn't cost them the fact that their owners are running a sale, you know.
I know. They shouldn't be penalized because you had a Groupon or, you know.
Right.
So the other hot topic with tipping is whether to tip on the total before tax or after tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a very controversial subject. You know, technically you're tipping solely on the food and drink costs, so you don't really need to tip on tax. I saw read on the Stars website about a restaurant in Newport, Kentucky that does not accept tips, and they instead pay their servers a higher wage. So it's a very American thing, you know, tipping, especially in restaurants.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just came from a trip overseas, and so there's no tipping there, right?
No, really not in restaurants and stuff. Now, you can, you know, if you have really exceptional service by your, you know, bartender or whatever, you can. There's a certain way to say it, but basically buy them a drink.
Yeah, the restaurant in Newport, I was really interested in the concept. It said that, because I read that same article, it said that they pay their servers either at the end of the day, at the end of the night, they'll pay them, either $10 an hour or 20% of the total food sales of the night. They said whichever is higher.
Which, you know, they are kind of in a sales capacity there.
Right.
So I think that's a good idea. Imagine that.